News, I'm Ben Thomas. A new era in New York City. Zoran Mamdani being sworn in this New Year's Day.
I know there are some who view this administration with distrust or disdain, or who see politics as permanently broken. And while only action can change minds, I promise you this. If you are a New Yorker, I am your mayor.
The 34-year-old Mamdani is the city's first Muslim mayor, its first of South Asian descent, and the first to be born in Africa. In Washington, Donna Warder reports a former special counsel told lawmakers the January 6th Capitol riot does not happen without President Trump.
In a closed-door interview before members of the House Judiciary Committee December 17th, former Justice Department Special Counsel Jack Smith said that his team of investigators found that President Donald Trump criminally conspired to overturn his 2020 presidential election loss.
The evidence here made clear that President Trump was, by a large measure, the most culpable and most responsible person in this conspiracy. These crimes were committed for his benefit.
Smith also said there is powerful evidence that Trump broke the law by hoarding classified documents from his first term at Mar-a-Lago in Florida. Smith's team had filed charges against Trump in both investigations, but dropped the cases after Trump was elected to the White House last year. Donna Warder, Washington.
President Trump's delaying an increase in tariffs on upholstered furniture, kitchen cabinets, and vanities for a year, citing ongoing trade talks. Initial 25% tariffs remain in place. And no word yet on the cause of a deadly New Year's fire at a bar in the Swiss Alps. About 40 people killed, another 115 injured, most of them seriously. This is AP News. Lisa Dwyer takes a look at how the new year rolled in weather-wise.
Rain poured down on the Rose Parade for the first time in 20 years. Marching bands, floats, and throngs of spectators were soaked by 1 to 2 inches of New Year's Day rain in Pasadena, California. Flood warnings and evacuation orders in Southern California joined snow squalls and frigid temperatures in the Northeast and Midwest to mark the first day of 2026. Temperatures at New York City's New Year's Eve ball drop were the coldest in 100 years. Conditions varied from snow showers to heavier squalls from Wisconsin through northern Illinois and Michigan, and into northern New Jersey, southeastern New York, and New England. About a quarter of the flights out of San Diego and Boston saw delays. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
In the Rose Bowl game, Indiana with a 30-3 fourth-quarter lead over Alabama. More news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.